Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating that pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
Wow, I got so much shit going on today. Hi, welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. I am in Atlanta. I am in the lobby of the Westin Hotel. I am tripping. This is like so crazy. Today, why is my URL tripping on Twitter? Okay, I didn't log in with Twitter. Basically, today, I'm doing my radio show live. I didn't do it last night because Boogie and DA were in an accident, and I really didn't feel like I was able to do a good show because my mom was going to be on them, so I chose not to to do it. So basically what I'm going to do is sign out of Tiny Chat again and come back in and get it right and log in with my Twitter. I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties today. Last night we were supposed to have Shorty Mac on the line, and because I canceled the show, I wasn't able to get a chance to actually talk to him and chop it up with him and everything like that. So today is going to be like a totally different atmosphere. I am going to be wilding, chilling, tripping out, doing exactly what it is that I do and whatnot. My prayers are with Boogie and DA, so I need everybody to keep them lifted, and we're going to do the damn thing. Like I said, I am in the A tonight, so I'm going to be sitting here wilding out, doing my thing like I normally do, getting ready to go in here and get on fucking Tiny Chat. So I have my chat room open, I have Tiny Chat open. Great broadcast live. I have people online getting in. I'm great bringing my co-host, Sinead. I don't even know why my voice is hoarse like this, but hey, I party last night. I'm going to party tonight like a rock star. So today's topic is head mandatory. That came from a blog that I did this week about head being mandatory. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Princess Nay on, and then I have a 404 number that's in the queue as well. Hi, Princess Nay. My voice is hoarse. Like I've been yelling or something.
Wow, you know stress can do that, but so that's possibly what it is.
Yeah, I was stressed out, and then today I feel a lot better, but
DA's
I have
in
made
the chat
it.
Room.
Cool. I made it my business today. Like, if I do get lucky and get me some, I'm going to be like, brr, and I'm going to record it so I can play it on the show. Everybody is referring to me as the brr lady. Like, it's just, like, so funny. Like, to actually have people pay attention to what I'm doing, and on Retweetia, do you know my videos are at the top? Like, I've beat out some of Gucci's videos, like, on the views on that site.
Wow.
Yeah, so I might need to find Gucci and burr his ass.
You might need to prank call Gucci and get him to say burr.
I know, right? So I'm sitting here. Okay, so let's make a deal. Okay, I got the chat room, I got Tiny Chat, and I got TweetDeck. Which one do you want?
I want Tiny Chat.
Okay,
I can work Tiny Chat in the chat room.
Okay, you know I made you moderator. You're the moderator,
yeah.
So okay. So it should still be holding too. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and bring in the 404 number and start tweeting and getting people popping so they'll know. And then we have Shorty Matt calling in 30 minutes. This is going to be quite interesting. I want to hear people's opinion on is head mandatory. And that goes both ways, male and female, you know. So is it a must that a dude eat your cooch? And men, is it a must that ladies lick on the wiggle stick, as my son calls it?
Oh, wow.
I know, right? So I'm going to bring on 404, or should I just say 428, and see who this is before we start getting it popping and playing music and whatnot, and I wild out in these white folks' lobby. I need to get a drink, but I can't go back to the room smelling like alcohol just shot. So, hold on. 428, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Young Sneed. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. They got the word in. They're calling in.
From my understanding, I think I'm going to meet you tonight. I'm not sure. That's what I was told by a bow-legged bird. I don't know.
Is it by a bow-legged bird?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, he said it, man. That's what it is.
Yes, because I don't have any music for you. I don't have anything to be playing and stuff. I thought you would have cammed up so people could see you in the chat room.
I ain't even around the computer. I'm really coming back from the road.
Oh, for real? Where were you at?
Yeah. South Carolina.
North Carolina?
No, South Carolina.
Oh, what part?
Charleston.
Oh, wow, you was in Gullah Geechee land.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was nice. They rocked with me. They been messing with me on Charleston, so.
Oh, wow.
It was cool.
So what projects you got going on?
Huh?
What projects you got going on?
Oh, I got the, I had the dance reel at first. Now I got the industry takeover. A single called Three Club Shouty. And basically, I'm just getting out. We got like four more singles that I'm going to get ready to push. We just got a club, a sports bar and grill, growing money compound. And it's going to open up like the first. So, that and all the push going to come with it when we open the club.
Oh, yeah, that's like in September, right?
Yeah, well, we're trying to have it like 24th, but. Yeah, it should be like the first. Well, no matter where, it's going to be ready before Labor Day. Because that's when we're jumping it out. We're going to have DJ Screen on nine, the radio station, kick it out for the first day. We're going to do a whole day event, like give back to the kids, get them book bags, even though they're out in school, but get them book bags, pencils, all that. Just make it a whole day.
Oh, wow, that's good that you're giving back.
Yeah, gotta do that.
As a matter of fact, in the chat room, they're asking how old you are. They say you sound like you're 15.
I'm 23.
Wow.
See? He is 24. You legal.
Yeah.
You was legal.
All day legal. No, they're
so like,
15.
Yeah, you do sound kind of young. You know, I would have to check your internet ID, but, you know, I vouch for you if you're, because, you know, you got to be a certain age to ride the chocolate wave.
Oh, yeah.
But not to ride the chocolate mommy.
Not to ride the chocolate mommy. Yeah, crazy. I've talked to her already.
She is. I'm just doing.
Oh, gosh. I can't say what I want to say. I have a couple sitting in front of me, and they old, and they blanquito people, so I'm like, oh,
let me
man,
see
him. Damn.
Let me see him. Turn the camera so I can see him.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
I'm getting seasick.
Yeah, I could.
Can you see?
Hold on. I do see him. Pull it down. Some people give you worms. Turn.
Back. Thank you, y'all.
Oh, man. Y'all is stupid. Y'all is so stupid.
The old couple can hear y'all.
They can hear Chalk. They can't hear me.
Oh.
Yeah, because she's in Florida. I'm downtown at the Westin, just chilling and whatnot.
Okay.
Doing the show in the lobby because I'm here with my family. I most definitely can't do this kind of show with my grandma because she a Christian and, ooh, able to tell her what she might say hearing all this. So do you feel this is mandatory?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, everything will come out. And hey, I'm like, no.
Look at there's Boogie.
See, I told Boogie to stop messing with me. I'd fuck him up.
Who did that to him?
He was in a car wreck.
I know that.
Look at him. Oh my gosh. These are my babies. Oh my god. I told Boogie about messing with me. I'm a great player. I gotta play a song real quick, and then we're gonna come back and kick it and chop it up some more. So, what the hell am I gonna play? I do this, you know what? In honor of my babies, I gotta play. Let me see. What am I? I'm gonna play something of theirs. I'm not gonna play my normal song because I know they'd be like, I always play something. So, what I'm gonna do? Oh, gosh. I got to turn off my volume somewhere because I think I'm, you hear that noise, Nay?
Yes, I hear it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play one of their songs. I wonder if it's me.
Probably.
I don't know. They'll be all right. So, maybe it's one of us from being online and... or something.
I don't know.
Put
your camera on chat. Put your time.
Okay, do what with my camera?
Put all of it on mute.
Mute?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that might be... that might be you, too, because, you know, we got, like, everything.
I have all of y'all on mute, so it's good now.
Okay, so I'm going to go
ahead
and
they're not going to be talking anyways. They never do. So you can put theirs on mute so you don't have to hear them. They'll just type.
Okay, well, I'm going to play Deeper Than Ice by Four Shrub Entertainment, Boogie and D.A.
Hello. They're real on the
train. Get your face ready. We going all the way in. This is a banger.
DJ Grady. Grady, Grady, Grady.
Real niggas only.
DJ Junior.
It's way deeper than ice. My money coming tonight. My chain full of that ice.
Cause we're living that life is way deeper than nice.
My money, my cars, my clothes
is deeper than nice.
My family, my kids, my hoes
is deeper than nice.
My rolling, my rims, my team
is deeper than nice.
You come anywhere in between and get deeper than nice.
I used to make moves without the work when I was middleman, and now I'm making moves out of state in a minivan. Crown them in the backseat, trunk with the currencies, Range Rover weaponry, masterpiece 40G, white gold, BBS, blood dripping through the town, death running me, 25, caught my first quarter pound, broke my first quarter down, grinding till we see the shine, weighing up every dime, pushing every white line, I ain't worried about the time, I ain't trying to do the time, drug money slow, and rap music don't make a dime, 9 to 5 don't make a nick, homework don't make a brick, snitching don't make no sense, can't name a bitch that we ain't hit, can't name a drug that I ain't flip. Money make the horses move. Dollar make them hoes shake. From leaves to salt shake. From hard to oil base. I get money, I get cake. I gotta grind. Real nigga shine, real nigga shine. I gotta grind.
It's way deeper than nice. My money coming tonight. My chain full of that ice. Yeah. What we doing ain't right. But we playing it tight. Because we living that life. It's way deeper than nice.
My money, my cars, my clothes
is deeper than nice.
My family, my kids, my hoes
is deeper than nice.
My rolls, my rims, my team
is deeper than nice.
You come anywhere in between and get deeper than nice.
6 in the morning, we still grinding on that corner. Going on that zone, about to pass out in a coma. They say the feds watching, but they ain't really on us, they tryna trick up off this block and what we do it on that corner. But you know we out here banging and you know we out here slanging. And we voted for Obama, but we still don't see no changes. We on some hood shit, but we ain't tryna see them cages. And they say life's a bitch if you don't got bricks. And if you want that bad bitch, you better work your wrist. See, life is easy and death is hard. Cause you get hit with the pump and still screaming for God. And these fake niggas soft and they claiming they hard. I'm crying tears every night and still believing in God. I got bills on the table still touching the heart. And the white man still ain't losing no jobs. I pray to God every night and still I'm touching the heart.
See, I was raised by that old shit. You get money, these women still gonna be here. So what you better do is get this money first. The girls will always be here. That's worse with DA.
It's way deeper than nice. My money coming tonight. My chain full of that ice. What we doing ain't right, but we playing it tight. Because we living that life. It's way deeper than nice.
My money, my cars, my clothes
is deeper than nice.
My family, my kids, my hoes
is deeper than nice.
My rollies, my rims, my team
is deeper than nice.
You come anywhere in between and get.
That was Deeper Than Life by Fourth Drop Entertainment, known as Boogie and DA. They're in the they're in Tiny Chat. we wilding out. They breaking my concentration. Boogie trying to read something, but it's kind of hard. So right now I'm taking advantage of the situation. So,
I'm trying to figure out how. DA came out squeaky clean, but Boogie looked like the whole car ran over him. Explain that.
Because Boogie was in the front seat, and he wears glasses, and the airbag deployed, and the glass went in his eye. So airbags mess you up.
Every time I look at him, I get mad. I'm ready to fight somebody. Who was driving the car?
Looked like Young Sneed may have been driving. Not.
Put it on me.
You know how the ATL boys be driving, yeah. Shouting.
Yeah. You want to know how to drive if you might out of town again.
Nah, ATL people don't know how to drive. They can't drive worth a damn. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody say. They cannot drive worth a nothing.
I'm different. I'm a different ATL man.
I'm like, it is just so crazy. I'm just happy to be in Atlanta. I can't wait to hang out tonight. I don't know what we're going to do or whatever, but I'm in y'all city. I better have a good time or I'm going
is
to
it you don't know
out.
What you're going to do or you don't know who you're going to do, which is it, or maybe both.
You know what?
You don't know what you want to do, though?
Whatever I do, I'm going to say burr when I'm doing it.
You're
going to
say burr?
Yeah, I'm going to say burr.
it's a lot of noise planning to do.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, I'm a housebody. I'm a homebody. So, you know, I'm venturing out in uncharted territory because I haven't lived here in a while. So, you know,
yeah,
it's just interesting.
You can go to, there's a whole bunch of stuff popping tonight, though. Compound.
Do I have to dress?
Do you have to dress? Yeah, some of them.
I'm not ready. Oh, okay, because I ain't really, I mean, if I can't get away with some jeans and heels, then I really don't want to do it.
You say if you have to wear it?
Yeah.
You really ain't got to.
I mean, if I can wear some pumps and some skinny legs, then I'm straight. I don't want to put on no dress, and then people be looking at my legs, and they might be getting a certain kind of way, because, you know, I don't know who I'm going to be with and stuff like that.
Oh, man. No, I like to talk secret, man. Mm-hmm. You got me ready to see you.
I got everybody ready to see me.
You
better get near a computer. I mean, this is going to be as clean as I get. This is the cleanest I get because I'm in a hotel lobby, so I can't
Naked like she's accustomed to being.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, Nay, you would have been proud of me Wednesday night because I did three dances. I danced three different songs.
I know you didn't do a booty clap. Please tell me you didn't try to make the booty clap.
Oh, it was twerking.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I stretched.
Welcome back,
CA. Yeah, I stripped.
Oh, wow. Where did you do this at?
Girl, I was in my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I was in my bedroom, chilling, doing what I do.
Who was in there with you?
Oh, gosh, I was by myself. I was doing a dolo clap.
I'm looking at you, and I'm looking into your eyes, and you're lying.
What?
I see you. I said I'm looking at your eyes, and you're lying. I see you.
No, I'm telling the truth. I got on these old hip-hucker jeans, and I swear, man, they need to be up a little higher. They too low. They are too low. They are.
Whatever.
I can't help it. I really can't help it.
Come to the list.
So, Young Sneed, do you think that head is mandatory?
It's for each his own. I mean, he's gone, so at the end of the day, for women.
Both. I mean, well, for you, because you can't really speak for a woman. You can only speak for yourself.
Yeah, I just want to say I speak for myself. Yeah, it's mandatory. It gotta be. That's like the pregame before the game. At the pregame show. You don't think it's mandatory?
Nah, not really.
I don't know what planet you're living on.
Because dicking me down is mandatory. Like, whether they give me head or not, because not too many guys can do that right anyway. You got to go to a female for that. I'm just saying, though. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be right. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
You know, opinions come, that's a thought. So, you know, a fact is, you just ain't had the right person. That's a fact. So, that's how that is. Hey, when you're saying that, if you did.
I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it. For the simple fact that, you know, if it's my dude or if it's somebody I really like and I'm trying to make them exclusively my dude, then of course. By all means, yes. It's mandatory because I'm going to go ahead and put the smackdown on them and it's a wrap.
Uh-huh. So you got that locked down?
They ain't going nowhere. I got them leaked lips. The head game is a felony.
No. Everybody say, you know, everybody say that.
I ain't got to lie. All you got to do is ask your label mates.
Wow. And she didn't say mate. She said mate. M-A-T-E-S.
Yeah, because they managed. They whores. They went inside the site. All head whores go immediately to my site when they hear that and they look at the videos. And then they be feeling a certain kind of way.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just real talk.
You know, you can't worry about how somebody feel, though. People gonna feel out every day, all day. That
true
feel
that.
They don't feel doing you.
I mean, I tell the truth all the time. I tell the truth. You know what? I'm gonna play another song, and you ain't send me none of your music, so I can't play none of your stuff, which is bad.
I know.
So,
they just put me on the spot. Like, they just called me while I was coming over. I did what I was told.
You good. I'm play one of my favorite songs, and we're going to let that ride right there. Hold on, what the hell is it? Damn it. Oh, here it is, my last.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all.
Put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. What? Follow us around and make the show
and
boring.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma dress up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it.
She rockin' Sean John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world. Got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I'ma hit the drink up.
Big ice bucket.
pockets. I work too hard to be balling on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public, cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing
and
nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
enough of that. Now I got Shorty Mac on the line. Oh my gosh, it's getting ready to get interesting. For those of you that don't know who Shorty Mac is, it's not my place to tell you. That's why he's on the show. Oh gosh. Hi, Shorty.
What up? I beat it like the bass in the drum. I'm going in and I ain't no punk. What's happening?
Hey, darling.
How
you
do?
Man, I'm chilling. Yo, how's our family doing, Bug? How's he doing? You doing good, man? Shout out to my nigga, man.
Yes.
I know you out there, you hear it. So, you know what I'm saying? Much love. That was the first thing I wanted to get on. And shout out to my nigga, Blue Da Vinci, too. We just knocked out a record. So, you know what I mean? Let that be known. We out here.
Well, I
need
a personal shout out.
Huh?
I need a personal shout out. Please and thank you.
Shout out to you, too, sweetheart.
Thank you.
In a real way.
Oh my gosh, they were just on Tiny Chat, and Boogie is doing fine. One of the eyes can't open. The other one, one is open, one is shut. Basically, I've been teasing him because we have this scene where he calls me Blackie, and I call him Blacker because he's dark-skinned and I'm chocolate, but he thinks I'm darker than him. So for him to be having black jokes, I know he feels better. So now I'm to the point where I can say black eye. So it's
Oh, shit. Y'all going crazy.
That is me.
Y'all going overtime with that one, huh?
He started it, and so now, you know, since he want to keep taking it there, I told him that, you know, I was like, Boogie, I told you your hand game ain't for me. So now I just, like, he looked like I just beat his ass, so he got a black eye.
You going in, huh? Shout out to my nigga, boy. What up, nigga? Love, nigga.
That's
Swag.
The reason why they logged off.
Swish.
He was insulting them, so they logged off.
So what up, though, ladies? How y'all doing, man? Y'all been representing me real tough, though, and, you know, on Twitter and shit, and I want to give y'all a lot of love, and I appreciate that, man, because, you know, a young nigga like me out here, I respect the love, you know what I'm saying, and I just want to get the love right back, because I beat it like the bass in the trunk. I'm going in, and I ain't no punk, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And this song
like
I just
that?
Got done doing right now, look out for it. It's with my niggas Guala Gang, G4 Boys, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio right now. I just laid that shit down, and that's just so you know that. So you know that's fresh talk. That's fresh. That's fresh like my breath, baby. Winter fresh.
This one is going to be
wow.
A live one. This is going to be a live one. What the hell is 610? Is that a Cali area code?
I have no
Which
idea,
one?
But let me Google it real quick, and I can tell you.
Yeah,
610. Bring person on.
610. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's Mississippi. 601. I don't know. But I don't think that's out here.
Matter of fact, you know what? I got to play my favorite song by you. Well, it's one of them anyway. And we're going to come back. And, oh, damn.
So that's somebody calling some bogus. Some bogus number. They probably
so
call him from Google or something.
Yeah. Boo. Boo for the bogus. Boo for the bogus number. For real.
Matter of fact, Nate, you know, this is my song. This is Classy with Shorty Mac, Ray J, Limbo Lux, and I keep leaving out the other person's name. I know it begins with a T.
It's my nigga Truth. He sings that song Sexy Ladies with me. And my nigga Lambo Lux, he wrote that song How to Love for Lil Wayne. So, you know what I'm saying? So everybody know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Young talent. Young talent, new talent, old talent, it's all talent.
Oh, shit. Well, here we go. Classy.
Let's go. For all the sexy ladies.
I wish money wasn't everything, baby, but it is so. Snakes trying to take me out and don't know what they in for. Don't know what they MO. I'm copping big bodies. I drive no shoddy, stretch your whole life Pilates. I'm popping like clocks, Lambo limo drops. That night hard tops, middle fingers to the cops. Cash by the bundles, running through the New York tunnels. On my way to catch a flight, I've been setting all night. I got a girl, I got a freak, who been waiting all week. Who been waiting all week, just to let a nigga be. Oh yeah, she classy and flashy. I gotta treat her like Diddy do. Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
She got you all, she could bring her home to
your
mom.
She work all day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get right. I bet I won't let her. Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
Like jewels, the girl's so classy, I'm trying to go to school. Body like an ocean, money she prefer. A get pass like a stop sign at the curb. Skin so tight, flammable's the word. Enough to strike a match on any one of her curves. A propane beam, was she my gasoline? Sign my name on the dotted line, no cream. Body like Hollywood, an ass like Trina. Running short on your love, baby, I need a Rhea. In bed with me, she a California dream. Wake up to the billions, send the money linger.
Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
She got what she got, you want. She can bring her home to the mom.
She work all day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get it right.
I bet I won't let her.
Mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that.
She got what she got, you want. She can bring her home to your mom.
She work all day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get it right.
I bet I won't let her.
She takes too slow, never moves too fast. It's like a sky, little mama so high class.
She used to push the five, and she's rolling the six. She got her own house, own job, own whip.
No lie, truth, looking for a girl like you.
Yeah. No lie, raised looking for a girl like you.
Cause I'm taking your style, trying to make you mine. So keep doing you and everything will be fine. Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
Man, that is my shit right there. I play that all the time.
You did. I mean, that song is for you. You know what I'm saying? You're classy, and the nigga can't let you pass him. You know what I'm saying? If he do, he tripping. You know what I'm saying? That's for all the ladies that feel it and that feel classy and that really are and doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying, and staying positive and not letting no nigga hold you down, you know what I'm saying, getting your money, you staying focused and on your goal, you know, and achieving it. That's for all the classy ladies, man.
See, he didn't say hood rats. He said classy ladies.
And it is. I got a song for the hood rats, though. It's called She the Definition of a Ratchet. Come through every time, guaranteed to get it cracking. Better rep for it, because you know I got to have it. Ratchet, 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 ratchet. I got one called. Don't think I forgot about him. You know what I'm saying? I forgot about him.
Well, mean, ain't nothing wrong with it, because I took up for people that was talking about hood rats on a radio show on Saturday, and it was crazy because I was getting mad because they weren't saying nothing about the dudes. They just kept ragging on the females. And anybody that know me knows you can't just be talking about females and not think I'm going to come hard for the men. Nah, yeah. It's not going down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Back in my days, I was known to be a male hood rat. You know what I'm saying? I calmed it down. You know what I'm saying? I used to be out there, you know what I'm saying, serving. I was a man. That's why I was a hog, nigga. I even put it in my rap and let the world know, because at the end of the day, you know, I was brought up in a brothel. So pimping and home was the only thing going, and that was the only thing I was knowing. So, you know what I'm saying? But I changed my ways. You know what I'm saying? I've grown up, and I look at things a little bit different, well, a lot different. Not a little bit, a lot different. And I've become a man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was out there back in the days, you know what I'm saying, getting with every little chick I could see, keeping it popping, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're young,
you
got to
back in the
popping.
Day, wasn't that just like a couple of episodes ago, or was I watching reruns?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, time flies fast. You know, every day you change, and that's for real. Every day you change, and you should grow. And I grow every day, you know what I'm saying? So we'll leave it right there.
Oh, that was good, though. That was good, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yes, it was.
But, Nay, listen, he said he grow every day. I'm sure he does, because his dick is not hard all the time. So,
it is.
You know, he's going to grow every day. So it goes it grows. Oh, it is? It's hard every day?
It's hard every day. I wake up with a hard one. But I try not to go to sleep with a hard one, but I go in so many times that it's like, even though after I've gotten, you know what I'm saying, please, I'm still waking back up with a hard one because I have something about me. I just got it. I got the eye of the tiger.
And that's why you
like
have all those multiple people. That's the reason why I know you have officially stated now that you have not grown out of it.
Oh, no, I mean, you know, I didn't say that I was having a whole bunch of people. There could be one. It could be one female. You just putting it as a whole bunch. It could just be one female that she's just, you know, getting it all day. It don't, you know. I don't put a number to anything. You know.
Okay, so let's ask.
Yes, it's one. One special one. You know, but I'm not in a relationship. But it's one special one that gets it all the time. Yeah, it's just one special one. I ain't trying to be out there and giving it to everybody. You know what I'm saying? You'll see me with a whole bunch of kids. I don't have no children, and I'm not married. So it's a good thing that it's one. Because I'm not out there, you know what I'm saying, like that. I'm a good catch for a woman. Niggas out here got a million kids and a bunch of baby mamas in pajama. Nigga out here like me, I'm working, I'm doing my thing, and I ain't got no baby mama drama. So it's like, ladies, whoever listening, you need to holler for real. I'm out here.
Oh, so you are accepting applications, okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just not out there serving everything. But I'm a man, and I got to knock some down, you know what I'm saying? For real.
While he's taking that comment, we're going to bring on the 610 and see who it is and see if they got something to say to Shorty Mac. And, yeah, Shorty Mac, that last part really describes him. So, 351, you're on the air.
What's good, ladies? What's good?
Who is that?
It's your dude Hellraiser, you heard me?
Who?
It's your dude Hellraiser, you heard me?
Oh, yeah, in the chat room. Hey, how you doing?
As good as you ladies sound, mommy. As good as you ladies sound.
Oh, wow. So since we got two men on the phone, I got questions for y'all. Is head mandatory?
Right now.
It all depends off of who. Well, true story, a man's supposed to get a woman head first, regardless of who should do what first. It doesn't count. If you into what you're doing, you should just go ahead and do the damn thing like you're doing it for TV.
Like I said, you're damn right. You know, that's where I leave it. You know, on both angles, you're damn right. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about the emotion, the sensitivity of making love and touching a woman, and just about doing the whole thing. So if you're really into touching and loving and caressing, that's what you got to do. So it doesn't matter who do it first, just go in.
Mm-hmm.
Swag.
Oh, shit. Okay, so since y'all already laid the foundation and we're talking about the art of love making and pleasing a woman, does that include licking ass?
Well,
nah, I'm not licking
well,
anybody.
Well, let me tell you something.
I don't want my butt licked. I don't want to lick her butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck all that butt.
Wow.
Stay away from motherfucking butt.
Yeah,
shit comes out of butt. Let
I'm
that
not
shit come out.
Let that shit come out.
I'm not going to say that, you know, if that's your thing, you go ahead and do the damn thing, you know. I like a woman from 18 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. They don't walk, I drag them, but I ain't licking no ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's some ladies out there that are trying to boss up, so you got to definitely let her know, like, yo, it ain't happening over here, man. Hold on, stay right with the ball sack. Yeah, what's going down? Chill out. Fuck around with the elbow.
Yeah, but it's all about that. It's all about that secondary thing, man. You know, that loving is a blessing from God, man. The world can't do it without a woman, and a man can't do it without a woman either, you know. So we got to continue.
Preach.
We got to continue to
Amen.
Do the damn thing.
Okay, now, first of all, we only just need y'all for certain little things, and then, you know, we can still go without y'all for that. But y'all need us more than we need y'all. We only need y'all when we want to have a kid.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do nothing with no plastic penis. You can't do nothing with nothing. You got to have a real touch. I think I heard you say that throbbing is real sex, you know. And that's not only from the male genital part. It's from the hands, the kissing, and the touching. So you can't say you only need us for one thing. Men are only good for one thing, eating pussy and fucking. But, you know, we still here to lay it down. Y'all cannot do it without us.
Well, to be 100, mm-hmm. and he's right, and to add to just some even shit more than that, we have children together. So you need each other to even have a healthy family. It's an unhealthy family. I don't care how much somebody says I can do it without or without. The child needs both parties. So all
True
that
story.
Shit gets squashed right there. That's
see,
how God meant it.
Only if you're talking about having a kid, man. You know what?
No, I'm saying that's the unity. That's what life's about, though. That's the Trinity. You're supposed to, come on, man. What is it about, man? You're supposed to, at the end of the day, get yourself a family. Take care of your family.
Whoa.
Be a man. That's what it's about.
It's nothing wrong with being that, but you can never just become a man. A man's a learning process every day. We're talking about making love, getting that shit off, you know, and that's what we need to be doing. You know, stick to that. You know, making babies is just for a couple. Someone trying to be together, but
well,
you know,
I don't have any kids, so I can speak from there. Because I mean, that's just how I feel. I don't have no kids. There's no kid out here that
can
say he belongs to me. What happened?
I said different people want different things. You got the people that just want the physicalness of it. Then you got the people that want the relationship, the family, and that's what they was bred for. Then you got bitches like me that just need to bust a nut, get a drink, and throw you the deuces.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay, you ain't even
got
to stay, nigga. Just leave, you know.
Get it popping is what it's about. That's off top. But if you're talking about needing each other, I'm talking about needing each other 50-50 and what it really comes down to. Like, motherfuckers need each other 50-50.
That's
got
to be a mutual giving, though, my man.
It needs to be a mutual giving. That's what I'm saying.
What's 50-50 nowadays? I mean, me personally, I know what 50-50 is, but you got so many people that got the game that's twisted that they have lost all concepts of what a halfway mark is in a situation. You know,
but
we're not even going to say relationship because you got to start building towards the relationship. So you got people that just feel like, you know, out the gate, the man is supposed to do everything. And me, I will be the first one to tell you it's
not.
And that's, yeah.
But there's no such thing as 50-50, though. There's no such thing as 50-50. Sometimes
exactly,
it weigh heavy in
your
favor, sometimes it weigh heavy in my favor. Then it balances itself out. It just teeters. You know, that's what life is. It's a teeter. You know, it good for you sometimes. It's good for me. Then we got the we thing together. But you can't do it. You know, there's no I and we.
My stand on it is that I don't want to be in a situation where a person is only giving 50% and I'm only giving 50%. Because, I mean, if I'm going to be in a relationship and we're supposed to be getting to know each other, should we not both be giving our 100% effort? Like, people don't understand how lame that is when they say,
yeah.
It's 50-50. I'm like, no, it's 100-100. You do your best, they do their best, and then you mix together. That's how it works. That's the reason there's so many jacked up relationships. The divorce rate is out of.
But you know why it's so much jacked up? You know why it's so much jacked up relationships? Because nobody, the word love, honesty, respect, admiration, and consideration is gone from the family unity. You know, and the only people that's making any money off all the suffering is the government. Once people start realizing that we're not each other's enemy and we're here for a reason and people are people no matter what color you are, then we'll have that balance you're talking about, 50-50. But up until then, niggas just need to get their shit off, handle their business like grown folk, get this loving right, and then you can love someone else.
Mm-hmm. Get sir.
Damn. See, that's a very, very, very good statement. And then I'm sitting here and I'm listening to Shorty, and I'm just like, for him to say some of the things that he say, it's interesting because a lot of people tend to get caught up on looking at a person's status and just automatically think that they're a whore. And
because that was my conception. I'm not even going to sit here and lie and say that. I wasn't thinking that because I was thinking that he was just, like, way out there. I mean, I'm glad to hear that he's not.
Who?
That definitely set me straight. Shorty.
Who, me?
A straight pimp, but now I understand. I know that you're not, and I'm happy to hear that as I
said. No, a pimp and a mac is two different things. You know, pimping and macking is two different things. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I wasn't thinking that you were macking.
I know. I was just, come on.
See, I'm all of the above. I'm a pimp, I'm a mac, I'm a player, I'm a lover. I don't have time to just, I got to conquer it all. I'm sorry. I got to be all of that because when I do lock it up with my lady and she got a whole complete man, not somebody who just did not, you know, just did not have, only just did one thing, because that leaves all the doors open for that person to go out and do other wrong shit. So you want a person, a woman or a man, to complete themselves.
Mm-hmm. True that. True that. And since we're talking about completeness, we're going to play Shorty Mac, Hustle Hard.
Shout out to S.O.D.
Too hard all day, ain't no stopping me. No stopping taking me. Over all blocks, now you work for me. Money multiplying, call that shit monopoly. And I sell my cell pockets like the lottery. Hustle 365, on no doubt. Got a Cali club, watch it done, sell them out. Good self with Shorty Mac, that's a knockout. And I'm a walking bank, you know I brought these facts out. Catch me in the whip, the same color's miracle. Or in the kitchen, swishing, whipping up a miracle. And 3,400 homes can get you a phone. And bring another bag, get your ass a pound of bone.
Catch me on the block, stacking my dough. If you didn't know, I get that paper boy. You know I gotta hustle hard. I gotta hustle hard. I gotta hustle hard. I gotta hustle hard. Uh-oh. Catch me on the block, stacking my dough. If you didn't know, I get that paper.
Purple planes of that kush, watch me take flight.
acres of the kush, market in my land. Subs drumming in my trunk, sound like a marching band. I'm talking a lot of chips, that's just major paper. All I know is hustle hard, don't worry about them haters. Catch me in the paint going hard like the White House. All I want is three things, money, respect, and power. Hustle hard for the paper all day and night. Racks on racks, hustling, got my paper right.
Catch me on the block, stacking my dough. If you didn't know, I get that paper, boy, know I gotta.
Yeah, shout out to Young Official, Knockouts in the building. Yeah, shout out to Young Official, S.O.D. Money Gang, Knockout.
Oh, never mind, I was going to have to do something.
Wow. That, oh man, see, the whole time that I'm sitting up there uploading your music, I was listening to it, and I was like, man, I got to let him know that I'm listening to this music. That's why I was tweeting you certain lines from your song, because I was sitting there, and I just kept going back and forth, and I was just like, man, I couldn't even concentrate on what I was doing because I was so busy listening to your music.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So what is it like? What is a day like in your life?
Well, I'll probably, you know what I'm saying, get a script, you know what I'm saying, I'll probably read over a script because now I'm going back into my acting. If I'm not going on an audition, I'm just going to try to go to the studio and record some music and then call up some, you know what I'm saying, some ambiance, you know, a couple of ladies or something, and, you know, keep it popping, I'll roll up the weed and pop the champagne with me, you know what I'm saying, just keep it popping. That's really what my day consists of, unless I'm going. I don't really go to the club and no shit like that. Unless
that, that's
what
I have you do. Could you type in?
I ain't trying to burn myself out.
I feel you. I feel you. So how often do you come to the East Coast?
Man, you know what? I used to come, like, I used to, like, come so much back and forth. But then now I've been back here on the West for a minute because I've just been recreating my whole situation and so I can better myself for the next 10 years. So I'll be out there a whole lot more now because I got a major deal about to pop off with a major label. I don't even want to say nothing, but God is great and it's always Knockout. So it's just more help, and that's what I needed right now at this point. I needed that big you know, machine to come and push because, you know, I'm pushing. My viral game is sick. You know what I'm saying? I got at least over 15 million views, you know what I'm saying, off everything that I've done. And, you know, so now I just really need to take it to, like, 100, 300, 500 million views and all on TV all day and stuff. But, you know, I made hits with everybody from R. Kelly to Neptunes to Lil Wayne to Game to Snoop Dogg and R.I.P. Nate Dogg, you know what I'm saying, Slim Thug. So at this point, now it's time for me to just do what I'm doing right now. So I'll be out there a lot though now because I came out here and I situated my situation and made everything right for my future.
That's what's up, because I just happened to see an email that I didn't open up, and when I opened it up, it was some pictures, and I'm like, what the hell, Great Gotham Batman, you are tatted up. Oh my, you are so tatted up. Like, nay, I have got to download this picture and tweet pick it, because this is crazy.
I'm behaving today. I'm going to need you to allow me to behave, so let's not take the pictures to me. Thanks. Nay,
yeah,
is
this
composure.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, because you see this picture, and he got his hand over his mouth, like, no, I need to have my hand over his mouth, like, ooh, come here, let me holler at you, like, Great Gotham, Batman, where they do that at?
Well, they do it over here on the West Coast, so come to and visit me whenever you come out here, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, we'll have a nice time, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, I'm coming, I think I'm coming in October for the, And when I come home, I'll be like, firm.
You're so stupid.
Wow. He heard the prank call.
Oh wow! So did you really hear how she did?
Man, listen, that shit was so funny because he started like crying, calling his mama. The shit was, I never heard no shit that funny in my life. I was like, okay, y'all got him. Y'all going in. This shit should be on TV. Fuck around, keep doing that type of shit. You're gonna be on TV. That shit is funny.
God, and then when I had to, was Jason was like, I'm lying about my sex skills, so I had to call one of my ex up and have him on the phone giving me a head and pussy
verification. We needed a reference.
Oh, shit.
So he didn't know that he was on the call, though, so she may need to play that one back for you. I think he
needed
to be frank for that.
You know what?
I got
to cut the audio for that one. Because I didn't even cut that. I'm going to cut that tonight and put it out there and just be like, you know, listen. Okay,
I'm
first of all,
that.
Shorty, you're safe. You will not get any prank calls from me.
We never prank anybody that's been on the show before.
Also,
that way.
That's cool. So, all right, so cool. So you never call me and prank me, is what you're saying?
No, we won't call you and prank you, but we will call you and ask you for numbers to prank if you would like to do that.
Yeah, that I'm going to.
We will do that.
And I might give you one number because I want to hear. I definitely want to see what this motherfucker would say. Because this nigga funny as fuck. So...
Is he a thirsty dude?
Nah, he's not a thirsty. Well, I mean, he just one of the niggas that talks fast. Like, he's a good person. I love him to death. He just talks fast.
But he falls easily for women, though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Any lady on the phone, he's going to fall. You know, if you come in with that shit, she be coming with it. Unless you're a weirdo, you're not going to fall victim. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Is he out there where you're at right now? Is he in the, he's on the West Coast?
Yeah, he's on the West Coast.
Oh, gosh. Nate, he's setting it up already. Oh, he's about to set it up. So while we think about this, I am going to play Drive You Crazy by Shorty Mac.
Brand new, DJ, cut this up. Wow. What up, baby?
Hey, girl.
You dealing with Shorty Mac?
John
Doe.
You ready?
Let's do it. Yeah.
all the artists up in here. Why? Let's go. Knockout. What am I? I'm going in, and then don't tell her what I'm gonna end. I'ma make this night exciting. Put on your ass, call my future. Show you should know I'm the future. When it comes to sex, I execute you. When it comes to love, I give it to you. Oh, I'm talking top down. I'm going, sex in a phantom is where we going. You off that deal, so I know you rolling. Whoa, that ace of spades that you're going hard. Came a long way from the boulevard. Now the home got a yacht in the back of the yard.
Oh, man, see, drive you crazy? Man, I'm telling you. Woo, let me make it home in time enough Wednesday night. Well, shoot, I can set my own tiny chat for any time. I'm going to have to dance to that one, drive you crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. It makes me feel good to know that, you know what I'm saying, you feel good to the music because that's what the music's for, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is going to like it if the women are already feeling it. So, you know, I got shit for the niggas, but this shit really, you know, that's really everything I do is for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they are the mothers of my future, you know what I'm saying, for sure.
Oh, that is so sweet how he just says the right things. I see why he has Mac at the end of his name. Cause boy, your talk game is official.
Really?
What's up?
I think that a Mac is the equivalent of one of those old school pimps that have like the gator shoes and that the slick hats and stuff. You know, that's what a Mac is because they were suave. You know, not like these bro pimps these days that just look like thugs.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Mhm.
You know, that's kind of crazy because I seen this dude in this whatchamacallit last night at I was at Hooters and he looked just like a fucking pimp. I was like, what in the hell? Like he had the hat and everything.
Shout out to my fellow Hooter girls.
Yay. Hooter. Shout out to the Hooter girl because you know what? You guys bring me that chicken with them big old Hooters, and it's all good. You know, it's all good. You know, breast on breast on breast. Breast on breast on breast. Breast on breast on breast. Yeah. Go to Hooters. Breast on breast on breast.
The song.
You know what I'm saying? For real. That Hooters version. Breast on breast on breast.
Oh my gosh, that is too damn funny. That is too funny. I have some more questions. Like, how is it hanging around Ray J? For the simple fact, like, I look at family business, and then I looked at for the love of Ray J. So I think that birds of a feather flock together. So like, what's the difference between you and him, and do y'all ever do, like, good and bad? Like, he the good whore, you're the bad whore, then you switch and you be the bad whore and he be the good whore?
Well, you know what? I mean, to keep it 1 zillion with y'all, of course, of course. Everything is definitely, definitely, because I've been my family for, you know what I'm saying, since, you know, I can't even remember. So, but right now things are different because it's like we're growing up and everything is a difference. You know what I'm saying? What I've done, I've been in the game for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a legend already. You know what I'm saying? So I've done whatever you possibly could imagine a while and now having fun and doing it gigantic. I've done it. Like, I'm telling you. Like, but at this point in my life, you know what I'm saying? I'm just on, we both, not just me, this nigga too. We on some other shit, you know what I'm saying? Time to take some Jay-Z figures, you know what I'm saying? It's time to really go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? There's levels in the game, and, you know, to get to the next level, you have to sometimes, you know, grow up. You know what I'm saying? That shit can happen all the time still. You know what I'm saying? But when you've done and indulged in so much, it's like, come on, you got to get to the next level. And then you can get back there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's all been done, for sure. But at this point, it's some other shit. Niggas is looking at life like bosses, like it's supposed to be looked at. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Damn. I like that. That is, like, really good for the simple fact that people look and then they tend to form an opinion and you really not be like that. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I can't really say that I formed an opinion of you based off the TV and the songs. My opinion is based off, honestly, Boogie and DA. That's where my opinion of you comes from.
Okay.
And so that opinion is way different than the entertainment opinion.
Because I'm the shallow one, and I'm going to tell you that my opinion of you just stimulates from you looking at your pictures and then deciding what I'm feeling from that, and then I'll listen to you after that. But if you're not good eye candy, then I'm probably not going to hear what you have to say anyway.
You know what I'm saying? The thing about it, how it is if it is, it's going to be what it's going to be, and it is what it is. So if I see you in the way we connect, and I'm feeling you, I'm going in, and that's just what it is. But all that jaw-jacking, it's like, it's whatever. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I am somebody that I'm worldly renowned. They know me out here. I've been on many a tour. They know how I get down. I'm the part. I am the part. Trust that. But that shit is over. It's like now I know how to attack the right people that need to be attacked. The right chicks that I'm going for the boss ladies. You know, all that ranchy shit is cool. But it's like I'm really trying to, you know what I'm saying, take it to the net, get the right ones just sprung. Because when I put it down, it's not a joke. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers start wanting to kill people because it's not a joke. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? People start trying to take people out the game and hire hitmen because it's dick. It's that good that, you know, women get to, you know what I'm saying, hire and hired help to probably snipe me out because they don't want another chick getting it. So since I've learned that it's like that, it's like, you know, it is what it is. So if we do see each other and it is like that, trust me, you're going to be like, yeah, the eye candy is really eye candy and this shit tastes good. It's a full meal. Fuck eye candy, this shit's a full meal. The nigga's a full course meal. 5-star. It is.
And how tall are you?
How tall am I? That's like 6 feet. 5'9", 6 feet.
And you're about, what, 185?
Nah, I'm like 175. 185.
Okay.
Nah, that's kind of fat. It's a little bit. That's a little chunky.
No, actually, it's not. You would wear it well, but...
I could add that extra fat, but I like to be nice and muscular and lean, so when I come out, you can see something. It's like, oh, okay, shit looking right.
Okay, so would you say you belong to team 10 inches or better or below?
I just say that, you know what I'm saying, I'm a monster. That's all I leave it there. I'm a monster, you know, and I don't have to even brag because if anybody, just ask around any of these women out here that's been fortunate enough to get done by me, they're going to tell you that he's not lying, he's a monster, and you should try it.
Can you give a reference?
Can I give Aaliyah Cruz, that's one reference. That girl Jamie Foxworth, that's another reference.
No. References are when you call them yourself.
Oh, no, I'm not calling nobody on the phone.
That's no fun. Okay. At least he said, I'm not calling nobody on the phone. At least he wasn't like Jack Migraine. And he was like, hey, you can just go to the Walmart and you can ask about me. That's not a good reference, because when you go to Walmart, you know how many people are in Walmart? That's like saying, I don't fuck, like,
where I'm at, there's not really too many Walmarts. You probably have to tell me you went to Target. Target, there's more Targets here.
Well, let me tell you this. We had this one guy that came on, and he had to call, like, 3 or 4 people to get a reference because everybody was just telling him, wouldn't say anything good about him. And then he had the nerve to tell us that he was giving her, he was licking and all that stuff for like 2 hours. Man, that nigga was better.
Well, you know what? A real monster don't got a car. That's what I'm saying. I let you go do the calling. I don't need to set the call. The call's already been made. So, I mean, y'all just gonna put the call out to just make sure that my call that was made was official, because I already said it. It is what it is.
Oh, wow. What's your favorite position?
Doggy style, of course. What are you talking about? I like to go all the way because it's like, because then I get the audio, I get to, like, get the booty and just, like, you know, really, like, move, like, get so I can get in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like to get in there, like, for real.
And you know he's doing the motions. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah. And you know I am, because that's the only way to really explain what I'm saying. Real talk.
Wow. Why men like that? It's like, man, doggy style is all right, but y'all be getting a little too carried away, because then when y'all start looking at yourselves in the mirror, then y'all be pushing the head down and you want the ass up a certain kind of way. Then you just be going all in.
Well, you know what happens with me? I'm going to tell you what happens with me. It goes from, you know, you in that position, and then I get her to kind of like lay on the bed, just kind of like straight, you know what I'm saying, in a way with her, where she like real comfortable with the pillow. Yeah, arch, like, you know what I'm saying, and I'm really going in. So she's comfortable, and I'm really going in deep, so she's real wet because she's so fucking comfortable.
Wow. Oh, I mean, see, I'm going to have to go upstairs and take a shower. Oh, I'm going to have to go upstairs and take a shower. See, on that note, while I compose myself, we're going to play Love in the Air.
Let's go. Oh, shit, that ain't Love in the Air. Hey, what up? That is not Love in the Air.
What is it?
That's not Love in the Air. Hold on. That's Sign Myself. Nah, Love in the Air is a song breaker. Yeah.
Sign Myself.
What's going on? We can't do this. We can't do this to our ladies. This is for the traffic. So we go rewind.
This is for the trust nobody. I say paper. Hard rock.
I just collect the blood.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I just shot the video to that too, man. Look out for it. I did it all green screen. I brought it back too, yo. I'm not even gonna explain the look that I came and hit him with. But trust me, this shit right here is hard. And when I say hard, I mean hard, nigga. I came with no sucker shit for this video. Straight hard, nigga. Hard. Be prepared, niggas. Hard.
When is Shorty
Mac and Chocolate Roaming. I love you guys, but Princess May has got to go to sleep because she's, like, super exhausted. So.
Oh, you
got
to go. Damn, I didn't even get to get you. We didn't even get to let you hear Love in the Air because that was the one that I was dedicating to you.
Oh, okay. Well, Chuck, can we play my song so I can go to bed?
Yeah, till we get
okay.
The right one, Love in the Air. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that's gonna put you to sleep.
You know what?
For
sure. I saw that. I wrote the thing down. I'm uploading it now.
It's okay because I had to get that one had to get off too because we couldn't go too soft. Niggas gotta know what's happening. You gotta know it's some real soil shit going on over here. You know what I'm saying? And then I was rapping about with faith. So, you know, it's not like I'm over there jacking about spaceships and some bullshit. I'm over there talking about real talk, real rap. But it is what it is. Like I said, baby, I got a record for you, though, to put you to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So you sleep real nice thinking about me. Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
And then I got to bring on the boys because I was like, where y'all at? Which one? Is this Boogie or D.A. or is it both of y'all?
No, it's Boogie right now, man.
Hey, Boogie.
What's up,
Boogie? What's up, my nigga?
You know, man, listen to the song they were just playing. That shit go hard.
Oh, man, that's what I'm saying. I need to fuck with you, man. Like I said, we already family. We need to go on and get a couple in, man. Man, I'm happy you safe, man. I'm happy you good, man. I'm praying over here. Everything a fast recovery, man. We smoking weed, putting weed in the air, popping champagne. Happy the homies alive, nigga. Still doing it like boss is supposed to, nigga. For real, over here on the West, nigga. Yes, yes.
Man, good luck.
I need Boogie and D.A. to get healed so they can come beat whoever the hell it was that was in my apartment at 1 o'clock in the morning. They can come beat their asses.
Man, this is a setback. I'm gonna be out here still thugging. I'm still thugging with this brace on my neck. It's still good.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah, man. So, as soon as you get back, whenever you're ready, nigga, send me some. However, you get back in the lab when you're ready. You know, I'm ready.
Man, I got a track for you right now. That's hot. I wanna send you that junk. Just shoot me your email. You know, you got my number. Just shoot that to. Just shoot
okay,
it to.
Okay, I got
you.
All right, for sure. I'm gonna DM it to you on your Twitter right now. As soon as we get all right, off top. Ladies, what's popping?
I am just sitting up here tripping because, like, y'all are just too damn funny. And, Boogie, you kind of fucked me up with the neck brace because you didn't tell me you had a brace on your neck. When I seen that picture, I was just like, oh, God. And since you still got your little black jokes, then, you know, everything is fair game.
It ain't fair games, man. I'm still you know. I told you, like, when it happened, man, I mean, like, I don't really care no more, so I gotta go harder. And, nigga, when I get off this jump, any nigga that's in our way gonna get it. So either you down with us or you getting rolled over. And that's real.
Period.
Nigga, my nigga already signed itself. So that's what bosses do. They sign itself.
Period. Period. Swish. Knockout. Let's go. It is what it is.
Princess May is now officially a
pistol
carrier, so let him come get with it.
Really? I seen you in the video, and it had the ace of spades in your hand. That's what bosses dream. That's what bosses
exactly.
dream.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Niggas
real.
Can't bring no bullshit and talking boss talk. That was the first thing I was thinking. Yeah, it is.
I was drinking that ace of spades. Like, oh, this nigga, he already know what time it is. Then y'all got to go check out that video of him and Ray J. Fabulous Life, I'm telling you, that is a hit. Number one,
thank you, man, for real, my nigga. Y'all go check out Fabulous Life right now, man. That shit is it, man. See, a nigga like me, you know what I'm saying? I had to work from the bottom and still at the bottom, and even when I'm at the top, I'm at the bottom. You know why? Because you never really want to be at the top, because when you're at the top, we all know what happens then. So you want to be at the top with the bottom state of mind. That's just to let niggas know, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever think you're too great, my nigga. It's always better. So just keep working. That's what we all doing.
Hey, Chuck, play that song that he was telling you to play, man. I'm trying to see what that
song is. Yeah, it's still processing. I'm waiting for it to pop up.
Yeah, this shit right here go in. This right here, this is making love music right here. This right here is what you play. If you really want to get it popping and you met some chick and you like, I'm about to come scoop her up, or definitely, it's got to go down. You play this, she going to be like, oh, I feel what type of nigga this nigga is. He's a nigga that should be getting served. And that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So this right here is getting served music. So whoever's listening to this shit, be prepared to pop a Magnum, a few of them, because it's going down.
But, you know, not everybody is Magnum material, though.
Well, I mean, if they have tiny, tiny, tiny lifestyles, go get those, too, my nigga. It don't matter. Just make sure you wrap up, body bag up, man, for real.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to upload again. So while it's doing that, I gotta play this other one. When you get dressed.
Oh yeah, okay. This is another song for that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Impressed with that. I'ma be right over when you get
I'm
dressed.
I'm cutting over.
Get dressed. Put it there.
Yeah.
Cause I'ma
Red
be right over
tonight,
when
baby.
You get dressed. When you get dressed, baby, when you get dressed. Cause I'ma be right over when you get
We're
dressed.
We're going out somewhere real nice.
Put it there. Impressed. Cause I'ma be right over when you
Shorty
get dressed.
Shorty, ride with me. I kept you waiting all day. Your conversation's over, now it's time to play. Cause all this waiting got you think you getting slept on. Call me Lionel Richie, I'ma bend it on that lawn. Pop some bottles with that Marvin Gaye lights out. You got me feeling like I'm 15. And I'm finally realizing what it all means. We text, and then we iChat. Call it computer love, shout out Roger and Zach. I'm on my way, I hit the 101. Find me, happy days, Cali sun. Palm trees, picture us. A diehard Bruce Willis, we stay at 5 stars. Breakfast in bed, movie star. You rolling with a winner, so you going far.
Impressed with them. Cause I'ma be right over when you get dressed. Get dressed with them. Cause I'ma be right over when you get dressed. When you get dressed, baby, when you get dressed. Cause I'ma be right over when you get dressed.
You tell me finally you're here. I got my hands in your long, healthy hair. You're looking at me, then you whisper in my ear. Let's get it cracking in the car. I'm like, yeah. Who the fuck? Tony Dancer. When I get you in my room, you'll be my private dancer. Camera time, and you the lead role. Janet Jackson, show me you in control.
You in control.
I'll be there when the sun sets. And when it dies, I'll be there for your climax. We haven't say sex. You know what's happening. You and me, no homie smashing. See, you need a nigga on his grown man.
Grown man.
Make his own money. Fuck a helping hand. I'll be there when you get out the shower. I'm leaving from the house. Give me about an hour.
Impressed with them. Cause I'ma be right over when you get dressed.
Hear me.
Feel good music, baby. So good to this music, baby. Yeah. Let's go. Swish. Knock out. Let's go. Shit's for the ladies, man. Where my sexy ladies at? Cut this shit up.
Oh, my, you was going in. you was going in. I'm telling y'all, that's another one. That is another one.
Well, here's another one that This is the one for the ladies right here.
Yeah, this is, well, they are for the ladies, man. Let's go.
No, this is the one for Princess May. Get it right.
That one's for you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Princess.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be right over when you get dressed.
Not what the hell?
She plays him. Hey, girl. You got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air. Yeah. We here. Shawty, it been a while. Yeah. Since I seen your face. And baby, you're so good. You got me singing like Trey. Come on. No, there's not no distance now.
Motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're up stock. I got you cleaner than some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept, satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Giving you love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you yell and swear the neighbors better call the cops.
Fresh backwood, full of purple. Oh,
baby, get
yeah. Baby, you know how to listen to love. Got me switching.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So get it, put the love in the air.
Never been this high, I swear. I know it's good with them red heads, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana.
Woo.
Damn, your city's big, E-Honda. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you my woman.
Woo.
You hot, let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill, damn, this shit so funny. We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter?
What's bread without the butter?
We live and live in color.
What's bread without the butter?
Baby, you're about to listen to love. Got me switching.
Yeah, 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 twin, twin, twin. So get it, put the love in the air.
Yeah,
you got that fire, so roll it up.
Good night, princess. You know what I'm saying? Something for you to go to sleep to. Shout out to the homie.
I like
please
that.
Get that off.
But this nigga Shorty Mac is cracking him in the head. Like on some real junk. Nigga, that junk was fire. Hey, cuz, you need to send me that. Yeah, that's getting a girl's. What, boy, I'm telling you. I'm about to go see a girl tonight. I need that track. Send me that.
All right, but hey, yo, listen, I need your email, man. Well, hey, yo, could you hand in my email when we get off so I can get that to him?
I sure can.
I just
want
to send. Thank you. All right, for sure.
And I'm about
yeah,
to,
thank
I need you,
lady.
To follow me back so that I can send you my email address because I need all that music because I would like to be playing it while I fall asleep. But since I don't have it, I can't. I just
okay,
have to let
thank
it
you.
Play
I
in
got
my
you.
Mind.
Like, I'm going to send it out to you.
Nigga is cracking niggas' heads, cuz. Like, damn, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it is what it is. That's why you got to sign yourself because nobody's going to, in the situation that, it's like, I'm going to keep it 1 zillion with everybody on the radio stations. Sometimes when you're building something and the world only sees, like you said, saw what they saw from TV, people put stereotype you. So So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the new millennium shit, I end up got stereotyped on some Sidekick, Square Bob shit. You know what I'm saying? And until I just had to do what I had to do, you know what I'm saying, and drop my show, I got like a web series called I Signed My Soul. Y'all go check that out. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling what's popping. So the world, don't get it confused because, you know, television is television, and, you know, I can't control what happens in edits. You know what I'm saying? And they can do shit, whatever. But at the end of the day, you can't fake the internet. That's why I went straight to the internet. You can't fake that. So if you want to go know what's up with Shorty Mac and you really feeling my movement, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me at I Am Shorty Mac on Twitter. I see my shit. The I Sign Myself. My own. I'm on my, like, third, about to be on my fourth episode. I drop them, like, every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? The shit's popping. And it's not just partying all the time. It's, like, really showing you what's popping. And now I'm about to turn that shit into, like, a real reality show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to go in on them, too. So all this content is about to blow the fuck up. So help you part of the movement. Let's get this shit going, nigga. A young soldier out here, a real nigga that's been in the turmoil, a boss, a legend, a soldier, all in one, nigga. And I'm out here, so you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him.
That's 1,000.
Oh, this is so sweet.
You are such a fast talk.
I know. I can't help it. I'm such an emotional creature, especially when I haven't fucked and busted a nut. So that might help me this weekend.
Shit, I wish I could just email some my nuts over, but I can't.
Okay, I really am about to be out. I'm gonna give y'all some Princess Waiting Up. Princess May love. It was a pleasure talking to you all. Boogie, I hope that you start
love,
feeling
man.
Better, and I'll hit you on Twitter.
Princess.
You guys
That's
are
shit,
in
man.
My prayers. And Short Mac, I see you still on your way to the top, and I'm just glad that we were able to play with you on the chocolate ride.
Nah, man, I appreciate all the love y'all gave because y'all go in. I'm telling you, if you, anybody that follow me on Twitter or is on Twitter, these girls go in and y'all show your appreciation. Keep tuning in, ride the chocolate wave like me, and keep it popping, nigga, in a real way. Get it?
And my chocolate mommy, my chocolate princess,
oh,
I will talk to you when
mommy.
I wake up.
Okay, Nay. Thank you.
Bye.
Boogie, I already sent you the last two songs and his email address and everything like that. I swear, man, this is so fucking crazy. Like, I can't wait for you
Banana.
Guys to do a song together.
Oh, it's a problem. It's a problem. Look out for this song, too. Shorty is a problem, my nigga John Delva. We got one right now, me and Boogie. It's like Katrina hit the whole world, not just New Orleans. It's like Katrina just covered the whole world. That's what they're
talking
about. This connection is Katrina just covered the whole world. The water world. If anybody ever take that shit back in the day, Mel Gibson, water world, that's what just happened, nigga. The whole world. So you niggas better go get on the yacht, a boat, a river raft, nigga, swim. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? It's water world, nigga.
Wow. That is cool. I'm scared.
It's about to be a problem. I think give me about a good week. I'm straight, get back on my feet. And I'm out here thugging even harder. So if you're not down with the Shorty Mac movement, BMF, Swiss Gang movement, Knockout movement, you get messed up for real.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Like, I don't know. Like, y'all two together and then throw DA into the equation. Oh my God!
Problem.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
So you know, I gotta go off by myself.
Word.
You know, I be going off by myself. So if it's us three together, man, that's a problem, a big problem.
I don't think the world is ready.
Well,
that's
the good thing about it, because they're not supposed to be. That's when shit happens. When people ready, that's when it doesn't happen. They were ready for it. It's when they're not ready. That's when you change the world. That's when some shit is popping.
And I do believe y'all are going to change. Oh, hell yeah. Y'all get off and y'all see y'all damn tweets.
Hey, Chuck, I'm about to go lay up with some chick right now and get my back massage, you know, get all a little loved up, you know. I'm going to hit you up later.
As you should, man. What are you talking about? You should have been getting your feet massaged while you was talking to us. Nigga, what the fuck?
I was
nigga,
before I even got on the show.
Way.
I was with a girl before I got on the show. She was rubbing me down. I had to hop on the show. Like, Shorty Mac over there, let me go see what he talking about.
That's love. Now get back to your love, my nigga.
For real.
All right, I'm going to have with you, man. You already know what time it is, man. It's family over here.
Let's
do it. Let's do it, man. Ben family, nigga. I'm happy that we back, nigga. We back together. Kill him. All right, then.
All right. Knock out BMF. Shut Swish. Koala Gang. Bow.
So, Shorty, question. What type of female, like, gets your attention? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're out and about, and a female might want to approach you, but she's not sure. What would you say to let a female know that it's okay to talk to you? Like, what kind of female do you like?
Well, you know what? I've been all my life, like, I kind of been the aggressor. So it's like if I'm feeling it all varies. You know what I'm saying? There's no certain type. As long as she's hygienically right, you know what I'm saying? She's looking fly. You know what I'm saying? She got this certain swag about her. Classiness is something you can't really explain. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really pinpoint it because it comes in all different sizes, shapes. You know what I'm saying? Ups, downs, small hair, short hair, black hair, brunette. You know what I'm saying? Blonde, don't. It's a certain type of attitude that attracts me. You know what I'm saying? It's that sexiness that, okay, yeah, she's a go-getter. I'm a go-getter.
Oh, okay. I feel you on that. So, like, I'm trying to think how I want to word my next question for you. What's a major turnoff to you?
Dirtiness, major turnoff. Stuck-upness, you know what I'm saying? Crybaby-ish. Being in, like, wilding out on unnecessary times, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to know that if you have a problem with, you know, somebody, you know, she has a problem with you, he has a problem, you guys should have an understanding that shit is between us. Don't ever let the world see the problem that's going out inside, because that's when you both lose. So that's a turnoff. Somebody who can't control their emotions. I don't care what it could be. It could be something that we both know is going to piss you off to the fullest, and you would go crazy, but don't. Because it just saves, you know, it saves both parties. So that type of shit. Uncontrollable emotions.
Oh, I feel you on that. I really feel you on that, because I'm like the type of person, if I'm out and me and my dude, well, I don't have them, but when I did, if we was having problems, then it's not for the world to see. That's something that you handle behind closed doors, because if you are fucking beefing in front of everybody, that's showing a sign of weakness. So therefore, if a female felt like she couldn't approach your man, when she see y'all getting into it, then she's like, oh,
yep,
shit, it's a weakness right there, then she can do it,
yep,
and then vice versa.
Exactly. Penetration, fucking penetration, warp hole that anybody can get, though.
That's like a big thing. Because for me, it's like, all this is new to me. Like, meeting all the actors, the rappers. And to me, everybody is just like everyday people. And so I be quick to be like, okay, because I don't like groupies, because I have enough of them myself to ever become one. So it's like people would hit me up and be like, oh, you had this person on your show, you talked to that person, this person. Like, how do you deal with people like trying to get close to you for who you know, what you know, or what you do? Like, how do you weed out the bullshit?
Well, you know what I'm saying? As I remind you, I'm the one that made up, you know, Danger, She Smashed the Homies. So lately, that type of situation doesn't pop off with me, because they're going to possibly think she's going to send me to go smash his homies. Because, you know what I'm saying? If that, I can sniff that out, and then it's like, oh, well, it's cool then. I enjoy that. Bring that to me. Cool. But yeah, I want to meet somebody and go do me. You end up smashing homies. The homies going to be happy, and we all win it. Then you'll meet them, probably. One day down the line, they come through the house.
Oh man, I swear. You know what? What's today? Saturday? So
yeah,
either Sunday or Monday,
you're going to be in my little Chocolate City newsletter. Like, you're going to see, like, all kinds of little tweets and stuff like that. Then I'm going to blog about you today. Like, when we get off the phone in a little bit, I'm going to go upstairs into my telly, and I'm going to do a nice blog about you. Then I'm going to post it and rotate it out. So I need you to send me all your links, email it to me so I can put it in the blog so everybody can just, once they finish reading about you in the show today, they can sit there, click on the links, go directly to your YouTube, Facebook, whatever it is you want people to go or you want me to send them, send it, and I got you. And then tweets ain't going to stop. The tweets are not going to stop. So I don't want you to think that because you rode the chocolate wave that the chocolate love is going to go away. No, it's probably going to get worse.
That's love. I love it. I love it. So look here, check this out. I mean, whenever you need me for anything, like I said, I want to be part of the chocolate family because I'm chocolate too. So who y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's a movement. It's a movement. And I'm in this motherfucker. So that's what I'm saying. So just remember that, though. So for anything or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing some shit down here. Y'all want a nigga to come rap at some, be part of the event, you know what I'm saying? Come host or some shit like that. Holler at me, you know, keep me part of the, you know, keep me in the loop, you know what I'm saying? Don't just throw me twists out. Keep me involved, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep this shit popping.
Oh, trust me. I got you because you got to remember, I came to you through Boogie and DA. Those are my babies right there. So we came together on some wholly, totally different stuff. You feel me? So it's already that family love right there.
It's official. It's official with a referee whistle. Like a referee whistle is super official. NFL.
Yeah, wait till you see your Twitter.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm about to do it right now.
Yeah, watch.
As soon as I get off.
Been tweeting the whole time. As soon as the whole time that I've been on, I've been tweeting. You got hella tweets in mind.
That's good. I love it. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, we got to get out there and we got to let the world know we here. And we're not here for a moment. We're here for eternity. We legends.
Oh,
even after we're gone, we're still in here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we start something that, you know, our grandkids, kids, grandkids, kids, grandkids are going to still be able to listen to. You know what I'm saying? We the new wave, baby. It's us. I know you're ready,
exactly.
Right? You're here, baby.
Exactly. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Tell everybody where they can find you again and what to look for.
Yeah, so find me at I Am Shorty Mac at Twitter. Find me at Shorty Mac Owens on Facebook. I got a new single dropping with my man John Doe called Shorty Is a Problem. Request that at your radio stations. Yo, go on in a YouTube. Check me out on my video with my man Ray J called Fabulous Life. For all the smokers, I got a song called Smoking Trees. Rest in peace. Nate Dogg is like 5-6 million views already. Let's get that shit up to at least 100 million for Nate Dogg, as well as all the new shit that I'm putting out. Just, you know, find me on the Chocolate Wave. And it is what it is, man. God is great. Amen. All the thugs keep thugging. All the trappers keep trapping. All the ladies keep working. All the independent women keep staying independent, having yours, doing the fuck you want to do. You might run into a nigga like me. You know what the fuck we going to do. And knockouts in the building. Shorty Mac, Terrafuga Mac. Oh, yo, one more thing. They got cars now that got wings that they can fly, for real. They got cars that can fly. I want to be the first person to let everybody know. That's why I call myself Terrafuga Mac, because I'm going to get one. Look that shit up, Terrafuga. It's a car that can fly. Motherfuckers can get it. So just look at that shit and be like, you know what? Shorty Mac brought me in the future. I didn't even know. Niggas is running around here flying.
Oh, yeah,
you're
going to have to treat me that like now.
I'll tweet it to you right there. I'm gonna tweet you how to spell it, and then go put it in your Google. It'll go right to it, or you can go to YouTube. It'll be go right to the shit. Like, oh, this nigga is not lying. You know?
Oh shit! Wow, I learned something new every day, single day.
I put that shit on blast first, right on the Chocolate Wave, nigga. So when all these other niggas try to fake the funk, oh yeah, shout out to my nigga Big Zane, Lil Zane. We got a song called Amy Winehouse. That shit out here, you know what I'm saying? And this shit going ham. So it is what it is. But like I said, yeah, we learning something new every day, baby. Just like I learned you. Thank God. Blessing. Shout out to Boogie. Thanks. DA, thanks, nigga. Blue Da Vinci, you already know, nigga. Let's kill him. And God bless, man. I got to go, ladies.
I appreciate you coming on the show. I am going to hit you up later. I love you for your energy, your spirit, and your positivity.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it all, for real. Tell motherfuckers, keep their swag up. Swish. Knockout.
So good. Get your ass back in the studio and get them beats. Get those tracks out to me.
I will. I got a new one I'm about to send to you today with G4 Boys. It's called, I ain't even going to tell you. You could just play it on the show. G4 Boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nigga. Let's
if
go.
If you're on your computer Wednesday night, cam up, and then I'm going to be playing a lot of your music on my Tiny Chat show.
Okay, for sure. Well, I'm gonna do my best to cam up, you know. But I be in these streets, baby. I be in these streets.
Know.
You can catch me on the block, stacking that dough. If they didn't know, I get that paper boy dough. I gotta hustle. So I'll talk to you later.
I already know. Thank you. This is Chalk Mommy with Chocolate City. I would like to thank you guys for riding the chocolate wave with me. On Tuesday, we're going to have Big Gov from Detroit, Black Gov movement coming on, Black Flag movement, Black government. Make sure you tune in. And again, thank you for listening. This is Chocolate Mommy. I'm in the ATL. Hit me up. I'm here till Wednesday. I'm going to be chilling, hanging out, doing photo shoots, and I'll be out and about tonight. So, again, thank you for tuning in. I love you, and good night.